This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The relationship between the United States and Pakistan has never been easy, but it is important. Secretary of State John Kerry sat down today with Pakistan's National Security and Foreign Affairs Advisor to talk strategy. The big themes: how to stabilize Afghanistan, what to do about a dramatic surge in deadly Taliban attacks in Pakistan. And then, as NPR's Philip Reeves tells us, there is a very pointed dispute over one man.
It's the case of Shakil Afridi. He's the Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA track down Osama bin Laden in 2011. To most Americans, that makes him a hero. But not to most Pakistanis, says General Javed Ashraf Kazi, former head of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI.
Any person who cooperates with a foreign intelligence agency is considered a traitor.
The ISI detained Afridi after they discovered his role in the raid that killed bin Laden. The doctor's been in prison ever since. The US government's repeatedly called for his release. Websites in America are collecting signatures. And now Congress is piling on pressure. Its recently passed appropriation bill says $33 million in aid to Islamabad should be withheld until Afridi's released. That's a very small sum, but it sends a signal that irks General Kazi.
Shakil Afridi is our business. He's our citizen. So whatever we do with him, it should not be a concern of the United States.
That congressional bill also says Afridi must be cleared of all charges relating to the help he gave the US in finding bin Laden. Yet the doctor's lawyers say the charge he's actually facing is entirely different. After his arrest, Afridi was tried for having alleged links with an Islamist militant group. The case was heard by a court in Pakistan's tribal belt in the mountains bordering Afghanistan. In the tribal areas, there's a separate legal system that dates back to the British Empire and is in dire need of reform, says Samina Ahmed of the International Crisis Group.
The normal courts don't operate there, so you don't have the normal process. You don't have the normal protections either that the Constitution offers.
Afridi's lawyers say he wasn't even in court for his own trial, and nor were they. Kamal Nadim Afridi is on the doctor's legal team and is a relative. He dismisses the allegations against the doctor as
totally false. The case is totally false and fabricated case.
The tribal court convicted Afridi and, in May 2012, sentenced him to 33 years in jail. That sentence was later overturned, but the doctor remains behind bars, awaiting a retrial, again before a tribal court. Kamal Nadim Afridi says this should be an entirely new trial, where witnesses can actually be questioned. But he fears that won't be allowed.
The political authorities are not willing to restart the case. And they said that we will decide the case upon the same old file.
Kamal Nadim Afridi says he's had no access to the doctor since August 2012.
I'm not allowed to meet him. I tried several times to go to Central Jail and the other departments, and we requested them that I want, as a lawyer and as a family member, I want to meet him, but they are not permitting me.
Even if the retrial clears the doctor, his problems may well not be over. Prosecutors have told the Pakistani media that they're working on a new case alleging he murdered a young patient some 8 years ago. Over the years, the US-Pakistan relationship has hit some serious bumps in the road. The dispute over Afridi is not one of these, but it is a source of friction. Islamabad says it's disappointed by Congress's plan to hold back $33 million. General Kazi argues that the move simply counterproductive.
Actually, you're making sure that he's not released by doing that, because you're humiliating Pakistan. It gives a very bad taste in the mouth.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.